We find ourselves living out moments in history every single day. So I have decided to create a virtual time capsule to document a small part of that history. I'm Rena, and this is Inside Our Reality. Sam Block is in his first year at Cornell University, and because of quarantine this year, he had the chance to sit down and think. Listen to our conversation from July 21st, 2020, and hear about some of those thoughts.
What's up?
How are you?
Tired. My mom and I just spent pretty much the whole entire time since our meeting ended earlier today packing stuff in extremely large boxes to ship to college because we're only allowed to bring two pieces of luggage and a backpack with us. And everything else must be shipped.
How does that help anything?
Because everybody is getting tested right when they get to campus and then being held up in a hotel or dorm room by themselves until they test negative. So just in case you're put in a place that is not your permanent dorm room, they don't want you to have so much that you can't carry it by yourself. So,
got it.
I have to ship lots and lots of stuff. And they can't weigh over a certain amount because then it costs more money. Yeah, lots of fun.
Yeah, I don't really envy the people who are moving into college in the fall.
You would have fun getting all of your stuff to Israel.
Yeah. That'll be an experience. My parents will love me the week before I leave. So you've been in quarantine since March. It's now July. What has it been like?
I can say that it has been challenging, even though I'm sure that's a word a lot of people use. I think March through like the beginning to middle of May was probably a lot worse than the middle of May until now, because a lot of that first period of time was a lot of canceling and a lot of you can't do this, you can't do that. And everybody was so scared that we were all literally just bunkered down in our houses, just scared of what was going on and how we knew nothing about it. But since May, I've been able to go out in moderation, obviously with a mask on, social distancing, stuff like that. But I've been able to do some stuff like work and see my friends from a distance, and getting the news that I'm going away to school has really helped me stay positive through that back half, because now I have something to prepare for that's not getting canceled as of right now, knock on wood. So that's definitely given me a lot to be positive and optimistic about, because it's something that's not getting canceled and that I actually get to do, even though it's not exactly what I thought it was going to be.
What school are you going to?
I'm going to Cornell University.
What is their plan for the fall?
Oh, great question. They have tried to give us as much information as they have. It has not been a lot of concrete information. It's been a lot of like broad, this is what we think we want to do. But basically, their plan is to go to campus. They eliminated triple and quad dorm rooms, but they have dorm rooms with one or two people in it. and they're doing some online classes, some in-person classes. It just depends on how many people they can fit in rooms and how many people are usually enrolled in the class. And a lot of social events are being rolled back, but they're trying to work with the clubs and frats and stuff like that to keep the events going as much as they can. So I'm actually really happy with all that they have given us so far, because I know there are a lot of schools who are all online, or they're going to campus, but they're basically imprisoned in their dorm rooms for the entirety of the semester. So even though it's obviously not ideal, I'm very happy with what they have given me. And I think that I can actually have like a decent college experience with what they've given us.
So in college, do you know what you're planning on studying yet?
So the school I applied to within Cornell only has one major. So my major has been decided for me. I'll be majoring in industrial and labor relations at Cornell.
What does that mean?
It's kind of a big combination between statistics, law, labor relations, economics, and like a whole bunch of stuff. It's kind of easier for me to put in the context of what I want to do with the degree, because it's really hard to understand like the program as a whole without knowing like where people go after. So I want to work in sports management. Like my dream job would be to be an executive in a professional sports organization. But a lot of other people from the school go on to be lawyers or union representatives, and people go all over the place. But getting a job in sports has always been my dream. And I think this program is going to prepare me like so perfectly for it. So I'm really excited.
So you said what your, I guess, like kind of realistic job aspirations are. Do you have like a dream job? Maybe it's unrealistic, like not everyone's going to become president of the United States, but do you have like a really out there dream job?
I guess my out there dream job, not that it's so far off or unrelated from my quote unquote realistic job, but my out there dream job would be to be the general manager of a professional baseball team, or to work high up in Major League Baseball as a whole, not for a specific team, but for the organization of Major League Baseball. That would be my dream job. Realistically, I'm just hoping to make a good life for myself working somewhere in a baseball related organization. But being the general manager of a team, or like being the commissioner of baseball or something like that, obviously there are not that many chances and not that many people get to experience that. So that you really have to like set yourself apart. So that would be, if I was somehow able to pull that off, that would be like my dream job.
You can answer either one of the next questions. They're kind of the same. Either, what attracts you to sports, or what attracts you to baseball?
What has always attracted me to sports is, I think the companionship that I've gotten from playing sports and all of the things that I've learned and done while playing sports has always attracted me to sports. And then I think the thing that's attracted me to watching sports and wanting to work in sports were all the little nuances that go on within a game and how unpredictable everything is. Positioning yourself one inch one way or the other could make could be the difference between winning a game and losing a game in any sport. And those little nuances and trying to understand them better. And like the intellectual part of sports, oh my God, that sounds so nerdy, has always been, it's always been so fascinating to me, like trying to understand those and always make the right decision when really you just never know.
If you thought that was nerdy, you're not going to like my next question.
Oh, Lord.
So you're a big math guy. How do you, you touched on it a little bit, but how do you feel like that, I guess, translates into the sports world? Like, a lot of what it seems like you want to do is kind of tying sports and math together.
Yeah, so a lot of sports are reverting to advanced analytics and advanced statistics to try to help them make decisions within a game. And that interests me a lot, just being able to understand what these crazy numbers mean. How do you calculate this number? How did this number come to be? And how can it help you improve your team, whether it's the difference of one person playing as opposed to being on the bench, or where to position a player or something like that. It's so interesting to me how like tied together numbers and sports have always been, but are now becoming even more. And I guess my goal in the end would be to be able to understand those weird numbers that no one has any clue what they mean or how to use them, and be able to use that to actually help me or help a team.
So, all right. We've talked about like the more, I guess, the intellectual parts of sports. But like, you're a big sports guy. Like, you have sports pictures on your walls. What has it been like the last couple of months without really any sports?
So terrible. So god-awful. Whenever I'm at home doing nothing in the normal world, which is not that often, I'm usually running all over the place doing God knows what. But whenever I'm home, my go-to is always watching sports, live sports, highlights of sports from games that I missed, people talking about sports and news that's going on in the sports world. And given that's still on TV, but all of the news is, will this league be able to restart? Or it's all just the same news stories being beaten over the head so many times that it's just old to watch people talk about it because you feel like there's nothing more that can be said. So a lot of this pandemic, being stuck at home with all this new free time and having none of the thing that I usually fill that free time with, is definitely not been ideal. But basketball is starting up again at the end of this month. Baseball is also trying to start up again sometime before this month ends. Football is trying to start up again sometime in August. So leagues are starting to come back, and I'm very excited for that. I don't know how long it'll last until coronavirus spreads through the little bubble that the leagues create and down goes the season again. But for the brief amount of time that I'll be able to watch live sports, I will definitely appreciate having that back.
I am really excited for baseball to come back. All right. Big question. Today is July 21st, 2020. At this point in your life, who are you?
That's a deep question. I guess, like, on the surface level, I'm a high school graduate. I'm going to college. I'm just like a proud member of my family. I'm a proud Jewish person. Just like surface level stuff. Actually thinking about like who I am, I guess I would probably say like I'm really growing now, like as a person. And I think being stuck inside, as much as I have hated it so much, has really helped me do that. Because most of the time I'm running all over the place and have no time to just think about what's going on. And this time has given me a lot of time to think about all the decisions I've made in the past and where I'm going. Not just college, but like where my life is heading. So I really say like right now I'm like, I don't want to say a work in progress because I feel like I have a little more put together than that, but like sort of like a work in progress because like I'm trying to be a lot more conscious of the people around me and what and how what I say and do affects the people around me and not just how it affects me. Because when you get into the real world after college, like that's like a real thing and life just isn't just you anymore. They're like, they're gonna end up being like people that rely on you. So I would say like I'm a work in progress right now and I'm growing as a person in all aspects of my life.
What do you think you would have said in early March? Pre-corona.
At that point in time, I would have said I was stressed about hearing back from colleges. I probably would have said that I was excited for all of the awesome milestones I was going to complete at the end of senior year. And was so excited to graduate and go to prom and do all the things that like normally like would happen in a senior year of high school. All the things I had planned for that time, like last days of school, last baseball game, or like competitive baseball game, but yeah, I probably would have said that I'm just like excited for all of the things that come with graduating high school. And it's so crazy thinking back on it now, how crazy that was, or how crazy it has been that all of those things I was excited for, pretty much all of them, just didn't happen.
Is there anything else that you want to share, that you want to talk about, that you want people to know about you?
Not that I can think of. I know I like talk a lot and ramble about a lot of stuff. So I'm sure I've already touched on like a ridiculous amount of things. And I feel like I'm usually a very open book. So I feel like we've touched on a lot. So I feel like they've probably got the full picture of where I'm at right now.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking to me. This was really great.
Thank you so much for having me and for doing this. This is actually like super fun. I really enjoyed this.
Thanks.
Thank you so much to Sam Block. Also, thank you to Ben Miller for writing the music and to Ben Bromberg-Gaber, Aliza Bromberg-Gaber, Mimi Cantor, and anyone else who has helped make this possible. That's our show. Don't forget to be kind to the people around you.